George Washington, the first president of the United States, and considered by most historians to be the indispensable man at the founding of the American Republic, started his life in humble circumstances. He was born in a small house and raised with few advantages. But he was ambitious, and at an early age he decided that he had to mold and shape his character and personality so that he could become the kind of person who would be accepted and successful in society. The guiding influence of his young life became a book with 130 rules for manners and deportment. He read this book over and over again and eventually committed it to memory. Thereafter, he practiced the very best behaviors of courtesy and manners in his every interaction with other people. By the time he became a powerful figure in the American Revolution, he was described as one of the most courtly and gentlemanly men in the American colonies. Benjamin Franklin, America's first millionaire, a founding father, and a remarkable statesman, diplomat, and inventor, started as a penniless boy in Philadelphia, apprenticed to a small printing company. He was outspoken and argumentative, and often made enemies who then contrived to hurt his chances and hold him back. At a certain point in his life, as Benjamin Franklin reveals in his autobiography, he realized that his personality was in great danger of hurting his chances for long-term success in early American society. He therefore decided to develop within himself a series of key virtues, such as sincerity, humility, temperance, discipline, and honesty, that he felt he would have to possess if he wanted to achieve his full potential. For many years, week after week, both Washington and Franklin practiced visualization on themselves. They thought of a characteristic or quality that they wanted to embody. They visualized and imagined themselves as possessing that quality. In every interaction with other people, they referred to this inner mirror to see how they should behave, and then carried themselves in a manner consistent with that ideal inner picture. Over time, these mental images became so deeply impressed on their subconscious minds that the mannerisms and the person became one. Piero Ferrucci, in his book The Power to Be, explains how you can develop any quality you desire by dwelling upon that quality continually and imagining that you have it already. Read about the quality, learn about the quality, and especially imagine yourself practicing that quality whenever it is needed. Aristotle wrote that the very best way to develop a virtue, if you currently lack that virtue, is to imagine and to behave in every respect as though you already had the virtue, whenever that virtue is called for. See and think about yourself as you can be, not just as you might be today. Gradually, you become that new person. In essence, you control the molding and shaping of your own personality and character by the mental images that you dwell upon hour by hour and minute by minute. By changing your mental images, you change the way you think, feel, and act. You change the way that you treat other people and the way they respond to you. You change your performance and your results. You can actually remake yourself in the image of the very best person that you can imagine yourself becoming. This is all part of the constructive use of visualization. In professional athletics, there is a training method called mental rehearsal. Top athletes in every field mentally rehearse their events before they go into active competition. They see themselves performing at their best prior to every event. For many days and hours prior to a major competition, they practice visualizing themselves performing successfully over and over again. They will continuously recall their personal bests in previous competition and replay this personal best like a movie of the mind in their own mental screening room. They will see themselves doing well over and over. They will create and enjoy the emotions of joy and satisfaction that accompany peak performance. They will become excited and happy about doing so well in the upcoming competition. And when the competition begins, as far as they are concerned, they've already won.